to tell you something that you never seen that I've seen several of, and I'd like to see another one of them, but it's against the law. Now, we used to have them Christmas trees. They didn't bring on these cedar trees and pick them out a good blackjack and dress it up. They made their Christmas tree. They'd take a 4x4 and put a sprocket down there on the floor, and then round it off, it'd fit in there, you know, and then they'd come up about that far from the floor, and then they'd put pieces, stick them out about that far. Then they'd run them up here at the top, and of course they had the thing up there to fit the top in, just like the bottom. Mm-hmm. And they'd run them up in that shape, you know. This here little lath stuff, you know, you've seen them put on these houses, 2x2, ain't it? That, mm-hmm. Well, they'd use stuff like that, and they'd nail them down at the bottom, and then bring them up and bring them to top, you know, and put them around there. And they'd wrap them with fancy paper. And they'd put little shingle nails all in it, you know, to hang everything on. Mm-hmm. And they had these, you could have candles all over them then, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, they'd light them candles. And they'd bring this candy on in these big 25-pound buckets. And they'd take mosquito bar stuff and make these little old sacks about that long. Mm-hmm. And it'd be about as wide as your hand. And they'd have greenings and reddings and whitings. Mm-hmm. They'd put that candy in there, you know, and then they'd hang it on that tree, and they'd light them candles, and then somebody'd turn that tree right slow, you know, and you don't see no tree clashes in them, well, I don't think.
No, all the little kids just stand there with their mouths open on that new and odd.
Apples and oranges on there. Mm-hmm. They'd fix a room for about everything you'd bring. Now then, they bring on you. Of course, we're still behind the times. A lot of places in the country, they don't have Christmas trees. Mm-hmm. Well, we still have them here. We'll have a pie supper, a box supper, long in November. Mm-hmm. And we'll take up maybe, from $75 to $250. Mm. And then there'd be a committee go to town and buy these apples and oranges and candy and chewing gum and nuts. Your presents would be wrapped and laid under there. And this candy will be put in a sack. And if there's four in your family, they call your name, and you'll get four sacks. If there's a dozen in your family, why, the same way a sack to every one. Mm. For everybody in the country. They did want to get it, you know, that everybody had sewed in. I said, that ain't no good. I said, let's just don't have it at all or have them all. This is Christmas. Well, they kind of finally agreed with me. Said, well, I guess that's right. I said,
have a little charity here.
Yeah.
You mentioned taking your corn out. When you took the corn to the mill, if you filled up the wagon, what did you call that when you were taking it to the mill?
Well, you went with us in there. If you wasn't chopping for hog feed, you take it in sacks.
Would you call that a turn of corn?
Yeah, that's what they called it, take a turn of corn to the mill.
And what if you didn't have a whole wagon full?
Well, They just said he had a load of corn, or a wagon load or something. I brought along mine running that grist mill down here for the longest. Now that just shows you, if Bailey was one time, you could go down there a Saturday evening, there'd be 50 or 100 people there. Mm-hmm. Well, they had a barbershop there, they had a little cafe, they had three stores.
Where was this?
Drugstore, and they had a gin. Mm. And people would come from everywhere, but the cars finally stopped all that, you see. Uh-huh. Just like everything else, they go in town.